listening to Level 5 Radio, a New York City Pokemon Go podcast.
Hello, trainers. I'm Joey.
And I'm Adele.
How's it going this week?
Pretty good. Just made that three-point shot.
Yeah. They can't see that, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's all fine. It's all good. It's pretty good this week, Joe.
Yeah.
Caught a lot of nice things. Went a lot of nice places.
Had some Pikachu spawning everywhere for a couple days.
For a couple days, yeah. Enjoying this newfound cold weather again.
I don't know. It's fine.
I'm a little annoyed.
It's windy. That's good. It's a good thing.
It could be warm and windy, too.
Sure, but it's still early March. Give it some time.
I don't understand, though, because like early the week, it was like 50, 60, and then just drop.
That was a fluke because it was rainy. Come on.
Okay, that's fair.
The windy weather really got me outside looking for bagans. I don't know. So apparently it's supposed to be baby dragon, but I don't buy it. So I'm going to still say bagan because that sounds more reasonable than
bagan.
That sounds kind of ridiculous.
You got to hit it hard on that A. You got to like really pull that South Brooklyn out of you.
Well, no, because if you think by that logic, it should be called Charizard.
It is.
No, it's not.
You don't call it Charizard?
Charizard! Go! I remember my friend in high school used to call it Charizard. I'm like, you sound like a fool.
What if he was right, though? It's Chard and Lizard. I mean...
I don't... The anime came out first in the US, right? And for some reason, he insisted calling it... I think maybe it was before... It was after the anime came out in the States.
Uh-huh.
And after the game came out in the States. But before Charizard was actually in the anime.
Right.
So we didn't know how it was pronounced yet.
No, we did. The Pokérap.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. That's true.
That's why.
Maybe that's true. But anyways, maybe he just didn't watch the anime because he just assumed it was Charizard. And I was like... And for whatever reason, I never really thought it was Charizard. I thought it was Charizard.
I mean, it has an A, but you're supposed to say Lizard. You don't say Lizard. So.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, if you just go by how it's supposed to sound when you pronounce both words, that's what you'll end up with. Yeah. But I just don't.
I mean, people say Kyogre. People say Kyogre. Neither's wrong.
Whatever you want to do. But
as long as you know what the Pokemon is.
Yeah. I'm going to say bagan still.
I'm still going to say bagan.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It's okay.
It's
I got
like
my
nails on a chalkboard.
I got my Shelgon now.
Yeah. With your dragons and your fairies.
Fairies.
How do you say it again?
What, dragon?
No, the other one.
Fairies. It's good.
The weirdest accent.
I know. It's great. It's like that really deep South Brooklyn you'll never hear. But it was good. This week's been really good for Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in a way. I mean, it's...
on one hand,
we are no longer as spoiled as we were last week with all these events happening.
No.
But the windy weather, though, has created an opportunity to go outside and catch some rare spawns.
Yeah, and, well...
The nice thing about wind is that you have increased Beldum, you have increased Ralts, and you have increased...
Dragons.
Dragons. Dragon types. Yeah, so...
A ton of psychics, a ton of dragons. It was nice.
Right, right. So I went out to Midtown. Like I was like kind of running basically between 23rd Street and 50th Street.
Okay.
And sometimes hopping on the subway, sometimes just power walking to the next spawn. And I was able to catch 3 bagans.
That's nice.
Like a handful of Ralts and Metang as well.
Nice. Metangs or Beldums?
Sorry, Beldums. Mm. Yes.
I was going to say, you're finding Metangs. Yes.
Principal Beldum. wait, that's Belding. No. No, I'm just kidding.
Good enough.
I caught a bunch of those. So enough to definitely evolve my... evolve to Gardevoir.
Mm.
And also, I'm in a very close range of being able to evolve to Metagross.
Nice. Not Metang, Metagross.
Yeah, right? I already have a Metang.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm behind on that. I just evolved mine like right before we start recording.
So I think I have 90 candies right now, so...
That's good.
Really...
Just rare candy.
Yeah, exactly. At that point, maybe if I get out today, I could catch one or two as well, but we'll see.
Hopefully.
It's still windy today.
Yes, yeah. Thank God.
So it's been nice with the between the rain and the snow and the
I'd agree and heavily disagree at the same time because I wasn't so comfy in an office on Friday.
No.
No, I was out in this nor'easter.
That's not fun.
Catching Pokemon.
I didn't get out during that.
No, I was at work, so I had to go out and fix things.
Gotcha. But that and that requires running between buildings, right?
Yep. Okay. I was having a good time. 60 mph gust, sleet, ice, everything hitting in the face.
Yeah, like, I support three different buildings too, so I had to run around, but just not as much as you, I'm sure.
It's okay. I've hatched like 20 eggs this week.
Nice.
Feels good. A lot of 10Ks.
Yeah, I've been basically trying to build up about 9 10Ks in my in my inventory because I know this event is coming up with the eggs, so I'm probably going to have to buy some incubators anyway, so why not? But I don't know if I'll make it up to 9 before then.
I think
probably
you
probably not.
You might. We'll just see. Get rid of as many 5s as you can.
I think I'm up to like 6 right now.
Yeah, I have like
5 or 6.
4 10Ks and the rest are 5s. So I'm just hatching everything. Give me a clean slate. I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah, yeah. I should probably buy those now to prepare because I want to empty up my inventory as much as possible for this event, which actually is tomorrow.
Okay.
So basically the whole Kyogre versus Team... Oh, sorry, no. Rayquaza versus Team Kyogre and Groudon event ends tomorrow, so we'll know who wins. Just 2 days ago, the official Pokemon Go Twitter announced that Rayquaza was currently in the lead at 52%.
That's pretty big.
So hopefully it stays that way.
There's, well, I mean, think about it.
I know
no
personally,
way.
I've been only been doing Rayquaza raids.
I've been doing majority with Groudon on the side because I want to go in. Like yesterday, I was out earlier than you in the city and I did 7 raids.
Wow. Okay.
I was lucky. Grand Central had 3 lined up next to each other, like one after the other, just concurrent.
And Grand Central had a bunch of Metang spawning as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy. I don't know why that happened. I tried to run down to Grand Central to catch one over there, but I think I missed a couple.
You should have just hung out at Grand Central.
Yeah, I really should have. It's
like, high sell
activity. It was funny, though, because I looked at the map earlier in the day, and the spawns were outrageous. There were Baggins everywhere.
Yes.
And later in the day, when I actually got out of my apartment, I like did some cleaning, dilly-dallied. I got out in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
There was like 0 or like 1 on the map like when I walked out. It was awful. But luckily, a little bit later on, some started popping up. So I got my first one ever.
Yeah.
I got a total of 3 at the end of the day.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's better than nothing.
It is better than nothing, for sure. Yeah.
But, yeah. 4 Rayquazas, 2 Groudons, and 1 Kyogre.
Cool. Nice.
Not bad.
I actually didn't do any raids yesterday. Ah. So I need to get on that.
You probably should. No, I finally got a decent Groudon. I'm happy with that. Still no really good Kyogres, though. I'm a little... Really? I'll have to... Hopefully after this or tomorrow morning, I'll be able to like really grind one out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So speaking of...
Also, I got an Azurill finally.
Oh, nice. Congrats. Yeah.
And my shiny party hat Pikachu.
You know what? I want to bring this up now because we haven't really spoken about this with the audience.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize why you have so much higher Pokedex count than I do.
Yes.
And... yeah, so our friend Adele here has found a
small community,
a loophole
sort of,
in the system.
Okay, so it's slightly spoofing, but at the same time, my character still has to be in that area,
right?
And I still have to like.
So, anyways, so you figure out a way to obtain most of the all of the regional exclusives. Excuse me,
legally.
Legally, technically?
I mean,
don't know. Is that against the terms of service?
I am not using a GPS spoofing device.
That is true.
So, to our listeners, I have friends around the world, basically, because I play games with
international Playboy.
Very international. And I basically make a quick change login for just this, give that to them, they log in, and then they catch the Pokemon, and we're done. That's
when I'm like traveling abroad, can I do that for your account too? I swear I won't delete it.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, all your Pokemon are gone. I don't know what happened.
Transfer. Yes, transfer the shiny.
Wow. In fairness, though, I've got all my shinies myself. So
true. This is true.
And all my nice ones myself.
I got to say, I'm a little bit jealous that you had the opportunity to catch all those.
They're all shit. Volbeat's not good. Tropius isn't good. Mr. Mime's awful.
I mean, yeah, they're not going to, like, change the game for you or anything.
Well,
but
no, it's just, like, they're not usable. That's the worst part. Not even, like, the fact that, oh, their stats are low. It's just, like, they're garbage.
Well, yeah, I'm sure Niantic purposely picks the, like, somewhat useless Pokemon to make region exclusives. Do you have a Lunatone as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Trading?
I'm ready. If anyone wants these Pokemon, I am more than willing to give them out to you.
Okay.
At least I'm not being Brendan Tang. Oh, please, just give me your
Brendan
account. Brendan Tang, I will go catch all of your Pokemon for you for money. Also, you have to buy the stuff for me to catch your Pokemon. Give me your login credentials, please. I still fume about that tweet.
Yeah, I don't know. The Brendan Tang, the famous Pokemon Go player from Singapore, tweeted recently that he's offering a raid service. Yeah. I guess, for money, which was interesting to us.
You pay him a decent amount of money, he logs into your account, you have to have all the passes ready as well, and he'll go out and catch as many as you have passes.
I mean, I guess if you just have unlimited funds but not unlimited time.
But dude, at that point,
I guess, like, that's how he affords the Lexus that he drives around in.
I guess that's how we afford just not to do anything but play Pokemon Go all day.
No, I don't know. I don't know if this is a new thing or what, but I feel like it is, because I feel like Nick would have commented on it if he was doing that ahead of time.
Yeah, probably. Or who knows?
Anyways. So anything else? So again, this raid event, back to the raids.
Yes.
Sorry to.
No, it's okay.
Awful transition, but.
Hey.
The winner of this event is announced tomorrow. That's Monday, March 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And the egg hatching special event will actually last until March 16th.
That's nice.
Which is also the last day of Rayquaza raids.
So if Rayquaza is in the lead at 50% 2 days ago, there's no way the others can catch up. If one Pokemon is over half, that means the other two are sharing like 48%, right?
Yeah, they're sharing the 48%, but I mean, if people defeat more Kyogres and Groudons,
I'd like to see the numbers on those, because then I might be like, well, if they're both sitting at like 24 each, and that's gonna be really kind of tough to pull out.
I feel like it might get closer as the time goes on, because it'll be people's last chance to get Kyogre and Groudon.
That's true. Okay, I kind of want to go do like at least one more Kyogre raid.
No, don't do it.
But I need to go. They're 86%, man.
I need to go out and do some Kyogre raids today to counteract your...
You mean Rayquaza?
Yes, Rayquaza.
Yeah, your Kyogre raids, yeah. Look, come on, we can do this together as a team.
No, we want Windy Eggs.
We're going to get Windy Eggs. It's going to be great.
Windy Eggs. I hope so. I really hope so.
You are going to get those.
Everyone do Rayquaza raids. Team Rayquaza.
Imagine if the Kyogre won. We'd just get nothing but Barboche.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Well, no, I mean, it's Kyogre and Groudon, though.
No, they're separate, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Oh,
it's
really?
Both of them versus Rayquaza.
Oh, I thought it was like if this Pokemon wins, you get this.
That's why you're saying the 52% is outrage. No, it's them combined versus Rayquaza.
Okay, really?
Yeah, so Sunny and Rainy eggs, I guess, would spawn in higher numbers if both of them won.
Okay.
But it's still, you know.
Well, then that's a little more concerning.
Yeah, Windy, on the other hand, though, Windy eggs would be much better. Like, Windy weather is kind of like the best one right now because it's dragons and it's fairies.
Do
right?
you think Chicago no. is
psychic?
Do you think Chicago is swarming with dragons?
Maybe.
Since it's the Windy City?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Hmm.
Chicago, give us a call.
Please do. I'm curious now. It's like, I know it's just a term, but is it mostly windy up there? Or is it just, that's just like a really old term that's stuck after all these years?
I don't know. You get the lake effect. I know it's probably cold. It's probably snowing.
Ugh. It is snowing over there, isn't it? Ugh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Next news. Community Day number 3 has been announced.
Yeah.
As predicted.
Called it.
And it is Bulbasaur.
Oh boy.
And the details are the following. 3x catch XP, which is different from the first one, because it was 3x... 2x, I think, XP across the board or something like that.
Anything you did, it was just 2x.
Yeah. So slightly different there. So if you hatch eggs or do raids, you're not going to get an XP bonus.
No.
The special move is yet to be determined, but there are some plenty of theories floating around.
As I was telling Joe earlier, the Pokemon Center that sells like the toys and everything are doing a promotional thing for the anniversary where they're selling toys of the Kanto starters that know like their Frenzy Plant Hydro Cannon and its Blast Burn for fire remembered. And I think this is tying in to that. So I'm going to call this Frenzy Plant.
I'm starting to think more and more that that is a possibility, because if you think about it, Niantic has sort of broken precedent every single community day so far, in a way. Like, no one really expected them to increase shiny spawns at first, and they did that.
Right.
That was unannounced. And then this time around, they released an unreleased shiny, which is also a new thing. So why not release a new move next time around?
I mean, it's going to be shiny as well, which is nice, but, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty much, yeah.
Like, there's no way
it's pretty much definite at this point that there's going to be a shiny.
It's nice. This is nice.
Although they haven't officially announced it still.
So it'll probably be the same with like Dratini, the Dragonite. You evolve it during the event, you get Frenzy Plant.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's going to be as good as like Venusaur's current moveset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think you run Solar Beam. You run like Razor Leaf Solar Beam, which is really good.
Right.
But I think it depends on what the recharge time. I wonder what
that'll be like. Yeah, that's the thing. I guess it'll have like a higher recharge time or something.
Yeah.
Solar Beam is a full charge.
It is a full charge, yeah, but it has a quicker recovery time on it than, I assume, Frenzy Plant. But Venusaur is the best grass-type attacker, so.
Is it still?
Yes.
Wow.
Because Razor Leaf just...
Yeah.
And it's fat.
Okay.
That bulk helps a lot. So I'm excited for this.
It's
not the best shiny, but it is a shiny.
What I'm worried about is that now we're going to have the next three community days be all Gen 1 starters, which
See,
I don't know. It's
we're discussing that too, because it probably will tie in.
Unexciting to me.
Black Charizard.
That is exciting to me. But we have to wait 3 months for that.
It'll be the last one too. Watch.
Well, it depends. I mean, actually, if they pick Bulbasaur first, then Charmander should be second, most likely.
Should be the last, because it's the most hyped.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. I kind of doubt that, but
ooh, you better
anyways, we'll see. This event will happen actually on a Sunday this time around, so mark your calendars, March 25th, same time frame, 2 to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. One thing to remember, it is a 3x catch rate, so if you use your lucky eggs, as Joe pointed out, the math should be 6x experience on catches.
That's pretty sweet. I got to do the math there and figure out if it's actually worth shooting off 6 lucky eggs during that time.
Yeah, because they're going to be the same amount of time, unless they announce a thing. But you doubt.
I might actually just go for everything besides Bulbasaur during that.
What?
If the math works out.
Oof.
Because Bulbasaur has such a low catch rate, it's going to be a pain to catch.
Yeah, so remember to stock up on your Great Up Balls, Ultra Balls, Raspberries.
Raspberries, yeah. I'm going to be stocked up on those raspberries.
That's so annoying.
I had this very specific strategy for the Pokemon Day event and catching the event Pikachus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm pretty sure they have just about the same catch rate. Because
he is considered a starter.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, it's the same level. Same stats, basically, and things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my strategy was like, okay, between 0 and 100 CP, or 10 and 100 CP, I would just throw a Pokeball.
Right.
Between, like, 100 and 200, I'd throw a Great Ball.
Okay.
Between, like, 200 and 300, I throw a Great Ball and a Raspberry. And then I go up to like Ultra Ball,
Razz, shiny, golden, Raz, Ultra Ball, no matter what.
Yeah, and like, you know, if the Pikachu is like 600 CP, which like when they were pretty much at the highest level you could catch in the wild, we didn't have any rainy days during the event, but so there's no weather boosted ones.
We had a rainy day, just not at the right time.
During the event, is what
during
I said.
During the Dratini is what I'm saying.
Not like, that event. I'm talking about the Pokemon Day event. Pikachus.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. Like, we had one. It's just, it wasn't at the right time, unfortunately. Anyway.
Right. That's arbitrary. Okay.
Yeah, very arbitrary. Don't worry about it.
Yes, we had a rainy day throughout all history. And has nothing to do with it being during the Pokemon
Day.
Said
it was
day,
cloudy during Pikachu
anyways,
day.
Yeah. So we didn't get any weather boost to Pikachus, is my point.
Right.
It maxed out at around 600 CP, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So in those cases, you pretty much had to use an Ultra Ball and a Golden Raspberry to have any decent chance of catching it. And even still, they would break out. It was a pain.
A little bit.
So you're going to have the same sort of situation with Bulbasaur.
So my biggest complaint about, just going back to that, is now that we've had the second community day, and it's shown that, okay, you can get Dragonite with this if you do it during the event. There's no reason Niantic shouldn't let you get a Raichu with Surf during the event.
Well, yeah. I think they learned from the first one.
I hope so, because it still lingers in the back of my head of, what a waste.
Right, right. I think they realized, like, oh, wait, if we just put random moves on Pokemon, it doesn't really...
Nobody wants
Nobody cares about it.
No. Like, I evolved
no
my one.
No one
will
ever use this event Pikachu with Present on it, or this event Pikachu with Surf on it.
I mean, it was funny when Nick was like, oh, look, he knows Present and Surf. Ha ha! But you're like, that's dumb.
Yeah, so... I don't know. On one hand, shiny Bulbasaur sounds cool. Frenzy Plant sounds cool.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be as exciting for Dratini as for me.
Of course not.
You're not going to get that level of excitement. I shouldn't expect that level of excitement for most of these community days. I'm sure it's going to not be quite as exciting for a while now.
Pikachu and Dratini were definitely very high points compared to this.
Pikachu, I don't care. I didn't care about it either.
People wanted a shiny Pikachu, and they got excited.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll get just about as excited for Bulbasaur. Pikachu? Meh.
It's Pikachu. With Surf. I think that's what people were like, whoa. But yeah. Bulbasaur is just like, here's Bulbasaur. Meh.
It's something. It's still a relevant Pokemon because it's the highest grass attacker.
Yes.
Pikachu is not relevant.
Nope. That's true.
When you have Raikou out there.
Yeah, and Zapdos.
Yes.
That being said, though, it depends on what the other perks are for this. Like, move aside, what's the last... Because there's always what it's like...
Oh, well, I mean, they're going to have 3-hour lures again. So that's the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's been standard throughout all three now.
What if they're not 3-hour?
They are. It says it on the website.
What if they weren't, though? How awful would that be?
That would be pretty bad. I'm glad I don't have to pay for lures during this event because, like, everything is lit up.
You mean all those bots help us?
What, is it bots or though? No? I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
You really should read some of those names as you pass through.
I just don't do it during community day because it's a waste of time. But I've done it when I notice like a blanket of lures. Sometimes I do click on them and just see like random.
Like, I ran across some
strings
like,
of characters,
some Final Fantasy names, and then across a guy that like just ran his hand across the keyboard.
Yeah, right.
That's my favorite. So
I think they're random name generators, but yes.
Probably. But I'm a little excited for this. The only problem I have is trying to find a good shiny one.
That'll be the challenge.
Yeah.
But you will be out of raspberries and you will be out of balls, I'm sure, by the end of this event.
Thank God. I like having bag space and being like, oh, I have to build back up.
I mean,
now.
I do like having bag space too, but I also like having berries to put into gyms.
Well, here's the question. I'm also excited for the experience because I need to level up again.
Mm.
Is it going to be more worth it to just hunt down the good ones on the tracker?
The good ones what?
Like just the good Bulbasaurs.
Oh, maybe.
Or are you just going to hit every single one and hope that one of these garbage mons is
Time to look at the tracker during this event. I don't know about you, but...
You were looking at it for Dratini, weren't you?
I was looking at the in-game tracker.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Whenever I had a lull, I would just look at the in-game tracker, and that's how I would find my next Dratini.
Okay. That's fair. I don't know. I'm kind of trying to weigh it out, because you want that
Although
shiny...
I did miss that that Snorlax that popped up during the last community day.
Ugh. You ran into a Snorlax?
Oh, you didn't hear about that? There was a big, big Snorlax that spawned during Dratini day.
No, not at all.
In Central Park. I thought you told me about that. I guess not, though.
Nope.
Yeah,
I was nowhere near that.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, no, I didn't see it either, but apparently it happened.
All right. I don't know. If you get a level, this will be good. If you want a shiny, it'll be good. I hope you find a good Bulbasaur.
Yeah. What else do we have? Do we have any other news? That's pretty much it. It's been a slow news week.
Yeah, just wait till tomorrow. Every time.
One more PSA for all of you out there. The current special sale with these Legendary Week themed boxes actually ends on Sunday, March 11th, which seems like it's not linked to any other dates coming up. So that's
kind of boring.
That's one to keep in mind. Yeah, I mean, with this egg event, I wish they had...
Incubators, maybe.
I mean, this is the theme lately, though, is that they have a lot of these boxes that actually don't have to do with the events as much.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, with Community Day, the box actually made some sense. But when it comes to, like, lures, they had the 6-hour lures going off. They didn't they didn't have a sale on lures time during that, like, 3 weeks that was happening. Right. And it seems incense? Like the same thing with these incubators now too. And like the last egg event as well, when it was all actually it was ne- was it ever Gen 3 specific? I feel like it was before the Gen 3 event, the Gen 3 exclusive spawn event.
Okay.
I think the eggs were turning out like Gen 3 Pokemon, but not during that event, oddly enough.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. They made it sound like it would, but it didn't. So
yeah, I was like you pointed out last week that these boxes aren't worth it, and I looked over them again and thought about my situation. Yeah. I was like, the lucky eggs are kind of nice for what's coming up.
Right.
The raid passes are kind of nice because I do a lot of raids. I don't need these max potions or max revives at all.
Right.
Like, I have over 100 revives I want to get through.
Doesn't one of them also have star pieces?
No.
No? Oh, not during this
It's
one.
All okay. just stuff for quote-unquote raiding.
Gotcha.
If you have max revives, what do you need max potions for? And why only 10?
Right.
That's dumb.
Eh, whatevs.
Just yeah, throw them out. Buy it and throw it out.
I mean, those are pointless items. I mean, you could clearly get those from... It's always just filler in these boxes, pretty
really
much.
Is. I wish it was more focused. That's my only real complaint. At least they're not super potions.
I haven't bought one of these special boxes since the holiday event. That was actually good because it had some stuff that I wanted.
Yeah, that one was really nice.
I think it had incubators, it had star pieces, and it had...
lucky eggs.
Lures, actually, I think.
Thought it had lucky eggs, correctly. Too.
I don't remember.
It probably had lures
I'm pretty sure there's lures, though.
There's...
Anyways.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
So, again, that ends Sunday, March 11th at 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
So, before we start getting into, like, our discussion stuff, I got a field report from some of my friends in Tokyo.
Oh, go ahead.
About the Giovanni's Nidoking.
Okay, how's that going?
All it is a regular Nidoking with a little bit more CP that you raid against.
Yeah.
No special moves, no special anything, no chance to be shiny, nothing. And all it is
you get a sticker, though.
You do get a sticker if you beat it, and God knows you'll beat it. The only thing it celebrates is the quote-unquote Rainbow Rocket takeover of Pokemon Centers. That's it. But there's nothing special about the Pokemon you catch or battle.
That's kind of what I expected.
I'm a little disappointed in that, actually. Because, well, you hear stuff like this, and it's like, ooh, that's cool and exclusive. And everyone gets a little jealous. And then you realize, oh, all they did was they put Nidoking in a gym and bumped his stats up by 20.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But and only when you fight it, too. It's not like...
No, not after.
Yeah.
Yeah. No special title, no nothing. Just anything besides a stupid sticker to show I've done this. Sticker ain't even that good looking.
So it's basically a really unappealing way to get people at these stores.
Which is funny because all these stores are either gigantic buildings on their own or located at like stations.
Yeah, they're mostly at shopping centers, like larger shopping centers.
Because I know the one in Sapporo is located like at the bus station. Like as you get off, boom, Pokemon Center.
I did visit that one, but I don't remember. So that was in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
Probably have photos from it, though.
So I'm a little upset about that Niantic hyped this thing up and it seemed really interesting and it's nothing.
It's just not well distributed, these things. So first off, so like, you know, in Taiwan you have this really awesome event happening, but like lots of unknowns, increased shiny rates,
Mr. Mimes,
which is, you know, region exclusive, that's not available there typically,
right?
And you have like this giant row of lores just happening during the entire event.
Yeah, like two like it's just a big ass square.
Yeah, right.
And
I gotta say, I'm really jealous.
Like, yeah, that seems more appealing in every single way.
Yeah.
Still haven't found my shiny Magikarp from anything.
Right. Yeah, me neither, unfortunately. I need my red Gyarados.
Maybe one day I'll evolve this party hat Pikachu and have an ugly Raichu.
They should do something like that during a community day and have like increased shiny rates of other Pokemon as well.
That would be interesting.
Kind of nice.
Shiny Aggron? Oh, baby. this is a really weird way for Niantic to you know, trickle out shinies. We're going to be here a while if this is how they do it.
Right, exactly.
I don't think the game's going to last that long. I'll be quite honest. Oh, man, one new shiny a month. Ooh, lard.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. On one hand, it's nice that they have like these community desks built into their schedule now. Oh, so definitely. That there's always something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing a little bit better about releasing things back to back to make it,
right.
You know, constantly something going on. But, yeah, we still have lulls, apparently. So, I don't know. It's unclear what'll be coming next. They'll probably do a major app update next that doesn't include new Pokemon, you know, battle system rework.
Or you something mean some nice quality of life changes? Like maybe fix the Pokemon to not, you know, clip through the evolution platform again?
Oh, that's not even, like, I don't even count that as a quality of life. That's stupid. That's just, like, a visual thing.
But I see it and it pisses me off. I'm like, oh, that's really lazy.
There's so many other things that piss me off more than that.
Look, man, to each his own. Crappy battle system, bad gym system, you know, it's just, ugh.
It is, I mean, I giggle every time I see that. It's like Dragonite, like, halfway into the platform.
Ah, I see that Gyarados has only a head.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, the speaking of the Safari Zone event, do you mm-hmm. want to just quickly kind of talk about how we feel about that?
That the U.S. will never have anything that interesting? Like, only thing we had close to that was the very failed Chicago event?
Right, right.
Like, that. What else is there at this point? Oh, well, I'm sorry. Ooh, far-fetched for, like, 2 days. Man,
right.
Get hyped.
Right, exactly. No, I really would like to see something like that happen here. Like, even... The problem is, though, that, I don't know, when they do these single events, they don't give any notice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, unless you're a full-time Pokemon Go YouTuber.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
You can't really just pack up and go.
I got... When he made a four-minute video about how, oh, don't want to go to Taiwan? Looks at his watch. Yeah, I'm going to go to Taiwan. He just packs and leaves. And it's like... What is this freedom just to go? And I...
The freedom is being, like, a professional Pokemon Go YouTuber.
Vlogger, essentially, at this yeah. point. I mean, he has the funds from YouTube, he has the funds from Patreon, and that's fine. But you and I don't have that option. We have our jobs. We had no prior notice except, like, what, 2-3 days before it came out?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it was just hardly any time at all.
There's no way. I don't even have a passport, dude.
Right. Well, that's the thing. And I don't know. I guess, like, to some extent, Niantic... I mean, who knows how this event came about. It could have. It seemed like they were really pushing Pokemon during the event. Like, they were saying the names of YouTubers on stage, and they had, like, a Pokemon, like, a stylized, like, float or something mm-hmm. along those lines. So maybe it came about by, like, the government of Taiwan asking Niantic to do something. That's possible.
Yeah, they're working with them, but I feel like you could have generated so much hype like a month in advance.
Right.
Like, all right, we're going to have our Lantern Festival. We're going to be doing this. We are partnering.
I don't have a Mr. Mime yet. I don't have an unknown yet. So something like that is pretty appealing to me.
Right. And but, shiny Magikarp appeals to me. Like, I would go.
That too.
Hunting like crazy. Like, get your couple of unknowns. That's cool. Man, shiny Magikarps.
I would be running around that festival for like however many days straight, just running around that and grinding pretty much with all those lores going on.
Dude, you would see nothing but unknowns. Like, apparently that's a super common thing in the square
area. That's crazy. Yeah.
Not even not Magikarp. You got to like get away a little bit from that.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing like just starters, Gen 3 starters, Dratinis, Pikachus, and Mr. Mimes. But unknowns swarm that area.
Interesting. I'm down with that, because I literally have zero.
Then you could have your 10 badge.
What?
Then you can get your 10 unknown badge.
Oh, is there a 10 badge?
So there's a 3, a 10, and a 26.
Oh, okay. That's how it works. Yeah.
Don't worry.
I don't even have the 0 badge.
Oh.
Or the 1 badge, for that matter.
I have the 10 badge. I'm an ass.
Really?
Yeah, no. I do.
See, yeah. Oh. I only recently started turning on notifications from the Pokemon Go... what is it? The NYC Pokemap
right.
Discord
okay.
for unknowns. So hopefully one day I'll be near one that spawns. But
I mean, I'll keep an eye out for you too. Don't worry, buddy.
Up until, yeah. I mean, it's been like 2 or 3 weeks now that I have these notifications turned on. And still, the closest I came when I was at work on like 21st Street, something spawned at Penn Station. And I just couldn't. I couldn't just run, like, leave work and go to Penn Station.
You should get a dakimakura of yourself and just put it in your chair so you can run out real quick so I think you're still there.
It was like an after hours thing too, so it was like I was literally the only person there to take care of.
So you
what I was
could
doing.
Have.
No, I couldn't have because I was stuck there taking care of some business.
I see. They had him chained. Yes. I got you. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It would be nice though. It would be cool if we could travel and do these things in advance. But
yeah,
like,
I mean,
when you have 2 or 3 days.
I don't mind traveling a little bit, but like, you know, we can't just pack and run to Taiwan on a whim. Like,
we
could,
we just wouldn't come back to much. Ah, I see that you left without telling us.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you show them your Pokemon. Oh, by all means.
You need to give your job notice. You need to have money to fly back and forth. And,
oh, yeah. That's
and easy. To stay at a hotel. Yeah,
that's easily $1,000 just to get out of the country.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, and then staying there. Well, I'm sure.
So, like, why not, like, I don't know, do a handful of these things, not just, like, one. When they did one other Safari Zone event ever.
Did they? Then I'll
yeah. I don't remember where it was now.
Who got the Kangaskhan? Was it Japan? It was.
It was probably Japan.
It was Japan. They got Kangaskhan. That's right.
They got that and the Lapras event.
Oh, they've had a few then, kind of deal. Yeah. Sort of.
Pikachu Outbreak.
They got Mr. Mime. I think they got Kangaskhan. No, Europe got Kangaskhan. That was the other Safari Zone. That's right.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember anymore all these events, but
yeah, like they
all
have
I know
events,
is I haven't
but
been to any of them.
They have small events, but this is the second Safari Zone kind
yeah,
of deal.
Yeah,
but the U.S. just doesn't get them, and if they do have, it's gonna be like in Idaho or some crap.
What month was Pokemon Go Fest last year? Was it during the summer?
It was during the summer.
So we'll see. It's coming up soon. We'll see if they attempt to do something like that again.
I think Community Day is like their answer to that. Honestly,
I would hope so.
Because it,
given what happened,
you can control it better.
Yeah.
You can let players go more places and you don't have to worry about the problems they had. That was.
But then they're still doing these Safari Zone events and like these seem to be going well. So why not do more stuff like that? Like there's like big festivals that happen all over the world. Why choose one and just only
I guess
target
because
that?
GoFest was more like Niantic's like first party attempt at controlling, because remember you had to have a code to get in, you had to pay for a ticket
as well.
Whereas this Safari Zone is, am I passing by it? Yeah. Oh, I'm in.
Right. Which is even like you would think even more people would show up to that, and it's awesome.
Niantic wanted that money. That's why they had you buy tickets.
Right, but it's not going to happen again because they screwed up completely.
Oh, definitely. Like,
and I'm sure like you know there's a chance of the same people who go out there at the end of events and. Create DDoS attacks. We'll probably go out there and do it during a Go Fest as well.
Oh, definitely. I'll say it was pretty ballsy of Niantic to do that a year into their game.
I mean, it was probably too soon to do that.
A little too soon, but very ballsy of them,
especially considering that the game is the first of its kind.
Yeah. I'd also like to point out they never released the numbers of who caught the most out of all the teams. Or what was it? What were the numbers? Like the most catches or the most curveballs or some crap like that?
I don't remember that. Who cares?
There was some statistic they never showed. And they were like, oh, we'll release it. And then everyone forgot about it.
I don't know about that, but
it's out there.
Anyways. Yeah, let's get something going on in New York, please. Like that seems pretty obvious.
Are you telling me that the largest city in the U.S.? Should have an event? I completely disagree with that. Yeah, Why would we need an event here? Have it in San Francisco.
Right. Have it in somewhere, anywhere in California.
Of course.
Chicago, you know.
New Orleans. I wouldn't even, not even as a joke.
Anyways, I digress.
We want something. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So PSA for all you folks out there, Nest will migrate this Thursday.
That's pretty exciting.
So get out there to the parks if you need something, or the current nests if you need something specific.
Did you ever hit up the Corfish Nest?
I did not.
You should probably do that sometime.
This is true. But I probably won't be able to do that during the week.
Really? At all?
Where am I going to go to? Where is it again? It's like
it's a Diker's Golf Club, Golf Course, whatever it's
called. When I go after work and run around catching, I don't know.
Just catch a couple.
That's really inconvenient for me because then I have to go all the way into Manhattan to get back into Brooklyn.
Just catch a couple. That's all you need, right?
I need more than a couple. I think I've only hatched one corfish ever.
Okay, okay, hang on, hang on. We're going to do the math real quick. You need 50 candies, right?
Yeah.
When you hatch, how many candies does it give you?
It's random. I don't remember how many I got.
All right. So let's assume you got like 10 to be safe.
Okay.
Okay, so if you need 40 more candies, if you raspberry each for 6 candies each.
You mean pineapple?
Pineapple, whatever. Yeah, pineapple for 6 candies each. So you need 7. Can you catch 7 corefish?
I don't know. Is it a big park?
It is a very decently big park.
Okay.
With some really nice spawn rates.
Okay. Well,
it might take you like less than an hour.
We'll see. It still requires probably traveling an hour there and an hour back home. On a weekday after work, that just seems like
With you, Casey, and I'll go with you.
Okay, sounds good. It's a deal.
He'll drive us.
It's a poke date.
Oh, baby. Finally.
All right.
So, Nest Migrate. I'm a little excited for it. I'm also a little upset because I'll lose my Shuppet nest.
Oh, yeah.
Still no shiny Shuppet.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so hard. Ugh.
How many have you caught since the nest changed?
I'm going to say well over 200.
Wow, really?
I spend a lot of time just grinding that out. I want shinies.
This guy's serious about his shinies now.
Well, I gotta be.
He has all the
all the regional exclusives. I have really good ones.
Can't send your friends out to get shinies though. Apparently,
I can't.
You have any friends in Taiwan?
No, not yet.
Tell them to get me some unknowns.
Not yet. I'll give you some of my unknowns. I have plenty.
Oh God, I want my own unknowns.
Don't worry. I'll make sure they all say Adele on them. So you'll never forget.
Oh, jeez.
And you can never get rid of their name.
I could transfer them, though, after I'm...
No,
after
that's rude.
Hey, 10 seconds. Grind them into candy.
10 seconds till that legendary right around the corner.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this up, then.
Oh, wow.
Okay. The weather report. Looks like we have a lot of cloudy days ahead of us.
It's going to get gross this week again.
Yeah, it looks like New York is going to be hovering around the mid-40 degree range for the most of the next 10 days. What?
It's Rayquaza.
It's Rayquaza. Oh, wow. We need to go get windy. Some Rayquaza. All right. There's three of us here, so...
We could.
We could potentially do this. We'll see. And it's windy, right?
Yeah, so, it is.
Yeah, our dragons will be boosted.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. Man. And our fairies.
And our fairies.
Right?
No, psychic.
Psychic. I always,
our Gardevoirs will be good.
Yes. Let's see. Do we have any more rain coming up? If this website would...
Just Wednesday and Sunday, it seems like, which I think is fine.
Yeah, it looks like we might have... It looks like the wind will kick up over the next... Well, I don't know what the threshold is. We should really try to figure this out, but...
I have seen 327 Shuppets. I have caught 314.
Nice, wow.
It's incredibly too many Pokemon.
There is one day on Wednesday that there might be some snow, so that might be an interesting opportunity to get some ice type and some dragon. What is it? Not dragons.
Steel.
Steel, yes. And other than that, yeah, not too exciting.
I mean, if it's mostly sunny, that means, like more grass, ground, and fire. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I got a lot of that in Florida, though.
More slugmas.
I'm fine with cloudy, windy, rain, snow.
Yo, partly cloudy, more whismers?
I mean, there's already plenty of those.
Yeah,
so.
But more whismers, more centuries.
See, actually, that just makes it harder to catch them. Because they're higher level.
You just keep pressing that go plus, just run.
I mean, they're more likely to run then.
Good. Either you get them or you don't. Like, are you hurting for them? Nobody's hurting for whismers.
I'm hurting for whismers.
Things you'll never say, unironically. Man, no, I really wish I had this Pokemon. Oh,
no, really. I care about the numbers more so than the level of them.
But, I suppose.
They are the Pidgey of Gen 3, so...
Still upsetting Splat.
I am now saving Pidgeys and whismers.
Pidgeot is better than Exploud.
I don't care how good they are.
No, that makes me angry every time I think about it, that this garbage Pokemon is better than this garbage Pokemon.
They still have a use. They still have a use.
I want it to be good. I like Explode.
Mass evolutions.
Fucking
set off that lucky egg, and they're just as good as Pidgey.
Not better, because they're more common.
All right. On that note.
Yes.
All right. So our website is level5radio.com.
Yes.
And our email address is mail@level5radio.com.
All can be found on the website.
Yeah. That's really all I have to say.
Oh, okay. Very little whimper there. he's itching to go get that Rayquaza ring.
I don't care about it that much, but I do have a raid pass that I have to spend, so.
Free experience, man. 10,000? Why not?
Are we going to be able to do this, though? I hope so.
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Rayquaza raid. I'll see you guys. I guess we'll know tomorrow. It's funny, yeah. We should really do this podcast on, like, Mondays or Tuesdays.
Monday nights, at least, yeah.
Because it seems like most of the news lately has been on Mondays.
We'll have to keep that in mind. Well, we're going to have to switch over because of the community day.
Yeah, community day will be on Sunday, so we won't be able to record during it, at least. So, all right. So maybe some changes coming. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
Happy catching.
I'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Later.